Good Friday morning. I was flipping through old episodes of Check Please. That's how exciting my life is. And I came across one where the wines of Illinois were featured, which got me thinking about just how big the wine industry is in Illinois. And it turns out it's pretty big.
It is. And, you know, it starts in the vineyards. We have a lot of great grape growers throughout the state.
That is Mark Wenzel. He and his wife, Terry, own and operate August Hill Winery and Illinois Sparkling Company. Their vineyards overlook the Illinois River in Peru.
And I'm also the winemaker.
When it comes to wine, Illinois is not the first state we think of. And that's probably California. In fact, Illinois isn't even the first 17 states you think of. It is 18th in wine production, but that is still enough, according to the Illinois Department of Agriculture, to generate $5.7 billion in revenue and taxes from 165 wineries, producing 1.1 million gallons of wine and over 52,000 full-time jobs. Mark and Terry Wenzel's journey began with land along the river that just wasn't good enough for the family's corn and soybeans.
Because it's more rock and clay loam, this is more conducive to grapes. So that's when we started and planted our vineyard. In 2002.
Illinois grapes are different than most of the ones in California. They have to be to survive the cold here, and those result in different tasting wines.
You know, we give a great opportunity and an option for the people in our area.
Mark and Terry have a tasting room in Utica, and you can find them online.
We have two websites. We have AugustHillWinery.com and ISCBubbly.com.
And if you are interested in growing grapes or making wine, you can reach out to IllinoisWine.com. I tried making wine in college. It was not good. From the farm to your belly, oh, we've got a twofer to cap off the week. It is National French Dip Day, and it is National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day. Why don't people like anchovies? That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.